Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. And today on 5 Fast Minutes Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, we have on our special guest, Zahir Ali, who is the executive producer at American Muslims, A Forgotten History. Welcome to the show, Zahir.
Thank you for having me. Assalamu alaikum to you and all of your guests. And I know this is happening during Ramadan, so Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem. Thank you so much for joining. So for those that are unfamiliar with American Muslims, A Forgotten History, if you had 2 minutes to share about the film and documentary, what would you like to share?
Sure. American Muslims, A Forgotten History is a series of short films and a feature-length documentary that reveal and explore the untold histories of Muslims in the United States. It is a project. The films are designed to appeal to a younger, diverse, and curious YouTube-friendly audience. Each of our 15 10-minute films will focus on a key moment in the 500-year story, bringing it vividly to life and exploring its contemporary relevance through present-day characters, expert interviews, location shooting, archival material, motion graphics, and animation. So we're going to start with the 16th century and bring it on up to the present, and we will explore the range of experiences of Muslims in American history. And I think one of the things that's really important and that I'm very excited about this project is that it isn't just about how Muslims have contributed to the United States, but how Muslims have been transformed by America, but have also transformed America, that we have been a part of this nation's becoming what it is and who it is, and are essential to America's continued becoming.
I love that. And as a student of history, I'm just geeking out about all the potential, and I saw the trailer. So I'm gonna eat it all up once you guys are through with publishing this. In that regard, I'm sure it takes a lot of resources. So for those who have contributed or have volunteered time and are part of the documentary series, being interviewed and everything like that, what would you like to say to your contributors?
So, these stories are so important. They need to be surfaced. They need to be highlighted. They need to be explored. And I think once that happens, we not only come away with a better understanding of Muslims in America, but America itself. And of course, to make all of that happen, we are depending on the support of contributors and supporters. And, we welcome support from each and everyone who has contributed or who would like to contribute. And, I think it's especially important that Muslims support and lead and shape the telling of our own stories. And so to that end, we are very grateful and welcoming to the continued support from all of the members of our communities.
For sure. I know there's been some families at American Muslim Community Foundation that have personally contributed. So in regards to the partnership there, what would you summarize the relationship in a word or a sentence?
I think the one word that came to my mind is a word that's in your name, which is community. So I was just like, oh, that's not creative, but it's still really important. And that is the word that comes to my mind is community, that this is a collective, communal, cooperative, collaborative work in telling all of our stories. And so community, I think, is the word I'd go with.
Love the alliteration there. People can find out more about the film at AmericanMuslimsFilm.com and on social media at AmericanMuslimsFilm. You can watch the trailer. I know last Ramadan there was so many amazing tidbits that you guys produced and published. So hoping to see more of that. We love asking our guests if they're comfortable sharing, what are three of your personal favorite organizations that you give your sadaqah and zakat to?
So, I'll answer it this way, that I think three organizations that I'm keeping my eye on whenever anyone is asking where should support go. Of course, American Muslim Communities Foundations is one of them. I think another one that's really important is P the Pillars Fund, which is
Of
doing
course.
amazing work supporting and uplifting Muslim voices in many different spaces. And then the last one I would say is Sapelo Square,
Yes.
where I am also sort of, I'm a history editor at Sapelo Square. I wear many hats. And Sapelo Square is an online platform focused on the experiences of Muslims of African descent in the United States.
For sure. And if people don't know about Sapelo Square, their Black History Month initiative was phenomenal. You guys did such a great job of showcasing all of the curated art and pieces at the Smithsonian. So kudos to you and the team there. I'm so grateful for your leadership in the community. You know, you've been in other documentaries and so many historical aspects of showcasing and highlighting the contributions of Muslims in America through your work in the past as well. So thank you, Zahir, for all of your leadership in the community.
Thank you, and thank you and all the family and families of AMCF for your support.
Of course. We'll see you online and follow your work. All right, take care.
Okay.